Gung-ho greetings. Welcome to the U.S. Phone Force, the talk show that leads the way. My name is Tom Kovach. Perhaps you've read my columns at Renew America or WorldNet Daily. My signature column series is called Short Bursts. If you served in the military, as I did, then perhaps you've worn a little gizmo called the Kovach Clip, which I invented. Or maybe you're one of the 49,000 people that voted for me in the last election for Congress in the Nashville area. Regardless of how you found the program, welcome to the U.S. Phone Force. Prepare for takeoff.
Sunday, 27 January 2008. There are several ways to contact the U.S. Phone Force. The call-in number is toll-free, 800-313-9443. Tell all of your friends to tune in to the U.S. Phone Force and to support our sponsors. As we gain more listening members of the U.S. Phone Force, the program will continue to add improvements. You can also visit my website at www.tomkovach.us. Remember, Kovach is spelled K-O-V-A-C-H, just like it sounds, and it's not .com, it's .us. You can email the show at radio@tomkovach.us. Again, that email address is radio@tomkovach.us. Now, today on the U.S. Phone Force, for the entire program, we have a free fire zone. So any topic that you wish to discuss is up for grabs. Some suggested topics are presidential politics, which, of course, is a hot topic, and that's how we closed last week's program. Also, the peculiar relationship between the stock market and interest rates. I have a friend that's an investment advisor. And classically, when the interest rates go down, the stock market goes up. But right now, we have a case where the interest rates are being lowered to reduce inflation, and the stock market is dropping. Does this have your red flags up? You can call in and let us know what you think. Also, another topic to discuss, there was a peculiar incident that happened the other day in Nashville where federal authorities arrested a teenage boy, a runaway from California, age 16, arrested him on an airliner. Apparently, he had plans to hijack the airliner and crash it into a Hannah Montana concert in Louisiana. Not sure how the authorities got wind of the hijack plot, but that was his plan. Crash an airliner into a Hannah Montana concert in Louisiana. So, feel free to call in on those or any other topics. Before we get any further, I do need to let you know about our sponsor, Heart and Body Extract. Are you in good health? If not, RBN's sponsor, Heart and Body Extract, can help. Heart and Body Extract supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. Visit our sponsor today at www.hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Also, tomorrow there will be a Ron Paul meetup group in Parsons, Tennessee. That will be at Granny's Kitchen Restaurant. And for further information, you can call Cheyenne at area code 731-967-2933. So, what's on your mind? Call the U.S. Phone Force at 1-800-313-9443. Thank you.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Oh, sorry, I had the famous cough button pushed. So sorry, listeners. As I was saying into thin air, here's a headline from WorldNet Daily. Speaking of presidential politics, headline says, Boycott, Chuck Norris, says Thompson staffer. Campaign spokesman launches website to kick him where it hurts, his wallet. Former senator and GOP presidential contender Fred Thompson may have thrown in the towel following last week's third-place finish to John McCain and Mike Huckabee, but a former Thompson spokesman is refusing to and has launched an internet campaign against Huckabee's most visible supporter, martial arts champion, television and movie star Chuck Norris. Daryl Ng, the Thompson campaign's, quote, main point of contact for the media on all travel logistics and scheduling, unquote, registered the name BoycottChuckNorris.com on Wednesday, one day after Thompson announced he was dropping out of the presidential race. According to the registration information for the website, Ng lives in Berkeley. Saying he's kicking Chuck Norris where it hurts, his wallet, Ng explains that he's starting the boycott because Norris endorsed a presidential candidate and supports ideas, quote, far out of the mainstream, unquote. Ng singles out Norris's endorsement of Huckabee, quote, a candidate who says that he does not believe in evolution, unquote, and, quote, who calls for the isolation of AIDS patients long after the Centers for Disease Control determined that the virus was not spread by casual contact, unquote. Ng continues, Republicans long decried celebrities telling us how to vote. See Sean Penn and Ben Affleck in 2004. Certainly, I support Chuck's First Amendment right to free political speech, but he has gone way beyond what other celebrities like Oprah, Sylvester Stallone, or John Voight have done. These other celebrities have publicly endorsed and maybe even spent a day or two campaigning with their chosen candidates. Fair enough. Ng goes on to say, quote, but Chuck Norris has endorsed a candidate, went out on the stump with him numerous times in different states, and even appeared in a commercial with him. To me, that sets him apart and makes him fair game, unquote. Ng is asking visitors to his site to join him in boycotting products Norris endorses and companies that purchase advertising on reruns of his long-running CBS television series, Walker, Texas Ranger. In addition to the first category, Ng lists exercise equipment manufacturer Total Gym, endorsed by the actor. Sponsors listed are KFC, Payless Shoes, Nutrisystem, Tylenol, and Geico Insurance. As WorldNet Daily has reported, Norris has also been an ad spokesman for Honda. Ng even includes two similar sample letters to be sent to the targeted businesses. For advertisers on Walker, Texas Ranger, Ng suggests, to whom this may concern, I am boycotting your company because you have advertised on a show that features Chuck Norris. He has associated himself with a presidential candidate who is far out of the mainstream of America. This candidate does not believe in evolution and believes that AIDS patients should be isolated. Until your product is not associated with Chuck Norris, I will not consider giving you my business. Thank you for your time. In a question and answer section, Ng tells readers he's not being compensated for the website and is not serving as a shill for any of Huckabee's opponents. Quote, in this cycle, I worked as a spokesperson for the now defunct Fred Thompson for President campaign, but I am not currently affiliated with any campaign. Ng, the chief deputy press secretary for the office of Governor Schwarzenegger from 2003 to 2007, as well as deputy press secretary for Schwarzenegger's political campaign, was appointed by the governor last February to serve as deputy secretary of public communications for the state of California's Business, Transportation, and Housing Agency. He left the $110,280 a year job in September to join the now folded Thompson campaign. In 2002, while serving as a spokesman for California's outgoing Secretary of State's gubernatorial campaign, Ng was in the spotlight for another internet campaign on behalf of his boss, Bill Jones. Despite the state's anti-spam law, the campaign sent out thousands of unsolicited emails urging California voters to vote for Jones in the upcoming primary. It was the third wave of what many considered spam by the campaign. Ng defended the mailing, saying they weren't spam, but instead a, quote, innovative way to use the Internet, unquote, reported Wired News. Ng says his current innovative way of using the Internet won't stop until Chuck Norris is no longer affiliated with the view that evolution does not exist and the idea that AIDS patients should be isolated. Only then will he end his personal boycott and urge others to do the same. Norris used his exclusive weekly WND column to announce his endorsement of Huckabee for president. No word yet if WorldNet Daily will be added to Ng's boycott list. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think about that? I have to admit that I had not considered necessarily sending my business to any one particular company or another, but given the fact that Mr. Ng says that he's going to boycott Chuck Norris and his sponsors, I think that I may go out and have a meeting someplace at Kentucky Fried Chicken while wearing Payless shoes, having just taken some Nutrisystem supplements and Tylenol for the headache that Mr. Ng has given me, and go out and put Geico insurance on my car. Mr. Ng's picking on that poor little gecko. What do you think about that? You can call into the program at area code 800-313-9443. You can also email the program at radio@tomkovach.us. That's not .com, it's .us. And Kovach is spelled K-O-V-A-C-H, just like it sounds. You can also visit our website at www.tomkovach.us. And among other things there, you can click on a link to read about my book, Slingshot. If you'd like to know more about what this program is about, read the book Slingshot. It's a compilation of several of my online articles on various topics, including presidential politics, terrorism, illegal aliens, and one section specifically devoted to Hillary Clinton. For those of you that are not familiar with my work, I will tell you that before I moved to Tennessee, where I now live near Nashville, I used to live in upstate New York, and I organized the first anti-Hillary rally in the state of New York 3 weeks before the start of her so-called listening tour, which was nothing but a stealth campaign at taxpayer expense, where she claimed that she was performing the duties of First Lady by getting free rides on Air Force aircraft. And interestingly enough, these so-called duties only occurred in the state of New York, where she is now a United States Senator. What a coincidence. And I tried to warn people and have been trying to warn them ever since. What do you think about Hillary Clinton? And what can you do to stop her from becoming the next president of the United States? Can you imagine Hillary Clinton with her finger on the nuclear button? I don't think I'd be worried if I were in Moscow or Beijing, but I might be worried in Nashville or Houston, so think about that for a moment. 1-800-313-9443 is the call-in number. What do you think about Ron Paul? I know that many, many of our Republic Broadcasting listeners are supporters of Congressman Ron Paul. I have admired his work for many years myself. However, I will tell you that I also think he has a couple of blind spots in foreign policy. And I don't think there's so much blind spots in what he thinks as they are blind spots in how he articulates what he thinks. For those of you that have listened to this program before or have read my work, specifically a column on Renew America from back in October, I used to work as a full-time sign language interpreter, and when Dr. Paul came to Nashville, I interpreted the speech at his rally. There were 1,500 people in attendance, and it was the largest rally in the country to date. Now, the following week, the rally in Philadelphia was larger than the rally in Nashville. However, Philadelphia is a much larger city than Nashville. Around here, if a candidate gets 200 people to show up in an event, it's called a rousing success. Ron Paul got 1,500 people to show up, and the newspaper didn't even write an article about it afterwards. So it tells you that there's a bit of media.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
We're back with more of the U.S. Phone Force. My name is Tom Kovach, your host, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. Here's another topic that is interesting and popular with RBN listeners. This from WorldNet Daily. Abortion opponents ready to declare collaborators. A new pro-life organization is getting ready to start declaring a list of collaborators with the abortion industry, starting with a company that is building a huge abortion business in Denver. Will Duffy, a spokesman for the Collaborators Project, told WorldNet Daily that the Whites Company, a billion-dollar building corporation, has been given a deadline of January 31st to stop its work on Planned Parenthood abortion business in Denver. Quote, if Whites does not cease from constructing this abortion facility by January 31st, we will designate their firm with permanent collaborator status, unquote. He said that would mean pro-lifers would then expand the typical targets of their protest, now focusing on abortion businesses and abortionists' home, to include, quote, residential picketing of executives and business sites of any organization designated with permanent collaborator status, unquote. Support is already coming from Colorado Right to Life, the, quote, nation's oldest Right to Life organization and the largest anti-abortion group in Colorado, unquote, said spokesman Joe Riccobono. Quote, this means that for as many years as Planned Parenthood is killing children in the building prepared by whites, we will plan protests and encourage our members statewide to include whites executives' homes and select construction and sales sites as part of the decades-long routine protest of abortion, unquote. The organization says the effort falls in line with its own three-pronged strategy to battle abortion, which includes criminalizing the intentional destruction of the unborn, creating social tension to apply pressure to government, and persuading individuals to honor the God-given right to life. The American Life League has also endorsed the plan. Quote, we are excited about the strong efforts in Denver to stop the construction of the Planned Parenthood abortion facility, unquote, said Judy Brown, president. Quote, Planned Parenthood operates the largest abortion chain in the nation with 287 surgical and medical abortion facilities across the country. It is attempting to open a huge abortion operation in Denver, and local pro-lifers are working hard to stop it, unquote. The collaborators' project, she said, is part of that. Quote, this project has established a January 31st, 2008 deadline for the White's company to stop building the Planned Parenthood Abortion Center. We pray that White's will make the right decision and remove itself, unquote, Brown said. In a letter to the company, Duffy noted that the future protest, should the status be designated for the company, would be, quote, at your homes as allowed by law through the year. We will protest especially on every major holiday, and we will continue for as many years as Planned Parenthood kills children in the facility you are preparing. My inspiration comes from those who have spent decades of their lives to stop an injustice. In 1989, when I was six, a handful of Colorado pro-lifers met outside Denver's main abortion mill and determined to launch a five-day-a-week protest there for as many years as Planned Parenthood is there killing kids, and they have missed less than 10 days in almost 20 years, unquote. So what do you think? What do you think about changing the tactics and protesting not only the abortion providers and the doctors that perform these abortions, but now the businesses that build the facilities? I had considered doing something like that years ago when I found out that there was a company in the city where I used to live in upstate New York. This company manufactured and provided and installed refrigeration equipment. The company had a main client as a veterinary office. However, they also were contracted through a major retailer to provide commercial refrigeration equipment to restaurants and places like that. So they had a steady industrial business, and they were the largest cash contributor to the Planned Parenthood organization in that city. And so people would go and spend their money on something simple, industrial stuff, and never expect that their money was supporting abortion. We'll be back after this break on the Republic Broadcasting Network. By the way, the music is by Dmitry Smirnov, leader of the band Marinha.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Kovach, your host. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Now, while the break was on, I checked the email, and this just in from the email, this is from Dr. Cheryl Scott. She is the state coordinator for the state of Tennessee for the presidential campaign of Dr. Ron Paul. And there will be a rally today at the Nashville headquarters from Ron Paul. She actually sent this email out at midnight last night, and at 3 p.m. today, you can join the Ron Paul rally or the Ron Paul campaign staff in Tennessee for hot cider and cookies. Now, the weather in Nashville is going to be much milder today than it has been the past few days. The forecast is to get up to about 50 degrees. Those of you that live in Middle Tennessee know that it was in the teens two nights ago, and so some mild weather would be a pleasant break. Bring yourself and everyone you can get in your car, every supporter you know, and every undecided that you've met. Bring family, friends, your kids, and bring their kids. We're going to give you a jolt of unstoppable determination for the bright future for our country and the citizens deserve. Have some fun this Sunday and hear the crowd cheer for Ron Paul. If you've experienced our first rally, you'll want to be there. Even if you missed our rally, you'll want to be here. The press and media promised to cover the event. That's why we need you, everyone you can possibly bring, to be here for us. Hundreds of people at our rally are going to play well on a light news day. We continue to wake up the local media and create ways to push the spontaneous Ron Paul phenomenon. Tennessee is up for grabs. It's less than 2 weeks till Super Tuesday, and hundreds of former Fred Thompson supporters are calling us for information about Ron Paul. Many of them have heard about this We the People rally for Ron Paul. Undecided voters and new Ron Paul fans will be here. The undecided need to see your smiling face and hear your best freedom yell. Load up the car, get here early, introduce yourself, bring the folks with you, etc. Now, Dr. Scott has an interesting tagline at the end of this notice, and I like it. I like it when people come up with interesting new twists on old sayings. Regarding this political rally, she says, "We have to be present to win." Now, Ron Paul, Tennessee's state headquarters, is located at 9 Music Square West, Nashville, Tennessee. From either direction on I-40 through downtown Nashville, take exit 209B, as in Bravo. From the east, that's Demumbrian Street. From the west, Demumbrian Street is the second street. Either way, turn up the hill toward Music Row, 0.2 mile. Go into the traffic circle, staying on the right. You will then see signs for parking at our event. So, that should be interesting, and those of you listening in Parsons, Tennessee, or in Maryville, Tennessee, if you have yourself a nice, long, relaxing breakfast and stoke up for the ride, you can easily get here before the start of the rally at 3 p.m., so I encourage you to do that. What do you think about Ron Paul for president? What do you think about Fred Thompson dropping out? Do you think that that was because he ran out of steam and ran out of money, or do you think that perhaps there was another agenda? Isn't it interesting that usually when people drop out of a race, the other candidates gain support, gain fundraising, gain in the polling numbers? But it appears that Fred Thompson seems to have not benefited from the fact that both Congressman Tom Tancredo and Congressman Duncan Hunter, both strong opponents of illegal aliens and strong supporters of border security, after they dropped out, it seems that Fred Thompson did not benefit from the fact that they dropped out. Does that strike you as odd? Well, it certainly struck me as odd. So what do you think? 1-800-313-9443. What do you think of the candidates that remain? Will you support any of them? What do you think will happen with the Constitution Party? Will they come up with a totally different combination? Will they come up with a Constitution Party member at the top of the ticket? Or could they perhaps come up with a Republican member at the top of the ticket and a Constitution member as the running mate, or vice versa? If you go to the website of Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org, you will see a section for host opinions. And there I have a column entitled, "Could a Paul Hunter ticket win the White House?" What would happen if Congressman Ron Paul were to select Congressman Duncan Hunter as his running mate and both of them run on the Constitution Party line? realizing that the Constitution Party nominating convention is in late April, and the nominating conventions for the Republican and Democratic parties are not until July. This could change everything. Ladies and gentlemen, would you like to see, for the first time in more than 100 years, a president that is neither a Republican nor a Democrat? What a concept. 1-800-313-9443. Now, I have some thoughts about that as well, in addition to the ones that I've already put out. I was formerly the Director of Operations for the National Veterans Coalition, which is an outreach arm of the Constitution Party. Now, what do you think of the idea of Dr. Jerome Corsi as either the presidential candidate or as a vice presidential candidate? And we have on the line with us Billy from Tennessee. Billy, welcome to the U.S. Phone Force. Hello, Billy.
Yes.
Hello, Billy.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
You are welcome to the U.S. Phone Force. Did you have your radio on before?
Yes.
Yeah. When you call into the show, you need to listen through the phone and turn your radio down because the feedback creates some problems.
Right.
So, Billy, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wonder, what happened to Texaco Oil Company? Who is that now?
What do you mean, what happened to them?
Yeah.
What are you saying? Are you saying what?
You don't see many advertising selling no more.
That's been years ago, Billy. I believe Texaco was bought out by Conoco, if I remember correctly. That was about 4 or 5 years ago.
And is that tied to who?
What do you mean, tied to who?
Who owns Conoco?
Well, I don't know. Do you know, Billy?
I don't know.
Well, my friends and readers and listeners seem to think that I'm a pretty smart guy, but I don't know everything, and I don't know who owns Conoco. What is the point? I mean, what's the point about Texaco and Conoco? Where are you going with this?
I was just wondering about them. I don't know.
You woke up on a Sunday morning and just had to know what happened to Texaco, huh?
Yeah.
All right, well, what do you think about the presidential race? Who would you like to see as president?
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, can you tell us why?
What about the convention today in Nashville?
Say again?
What time does it start in Nashville today?
It's at 3 o'clock. Now, do you know where Music Row is?
Yes.
Okay, well, you go down to the circle, the roundabout at Music Row, and follow the signs.
Right.
So it should be pretty easy to find. I'm guessing, although I don't know for sure, but I think that 9 Music Row West is that brand new glass building that's just off the roundabout. But I don't know that for sure. That's the building that they've been working on for about 2.5-3 years down there. They blasted out a big hole in the ground. I think it has 2 levels of parking underground. And it's a shiny, bluish glass office building about 7 stories high. And in the center of the building, it leans out like the glass on a control tower. But the rest of the building is a conventional rectangle shape. But it's pretty distinctive. And as you come up the hill where Music Row starts, where all the bars are, right in that area, you'll be able to see that building straight ahead.
Yeah.
You going to go there?
Yeah, right.
Where
okay,
in
yeah,
Tennessee
thanks.
Are you, Billy?
All right.
Well, I guess Billy hung up, didn't want to tell us where in Tennessee he was, but that's okay because we have John from Tennessee. John, welcome to the U.S. Phone Force.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John.
What's
on your mind today?
I'm having a good day. I hope you are, too.
I'm having a pretty good day and better since you called.
Okay, well, you asked an interesting question a few minutes ago about what we were thinking about Fred Thompson and the effect he may have had by dropping out. I think he played a greater effect, along with Duncan Hunter, by even entering the race. And I think what has happened is it's been engineered to draw votes away from Ron Paul and Tom Tancredo in particular. I think both of them. You and I had talked before the possibility of Thompson playing that part, but I think Duncan Hunter was also involved. Something interesting, Tom, that I just found out about Duncan Hunter, he was trying to push for Blackwater to be able to open up a training base, I guess right there somewhere along the California border.
I think, if I remember correctly, that was either at Fort Huachuca, Arizona, or at the Marine Corps base at Yuma, Arizona. I could be wrong.
Well, you may be right, but in either case, if Duncan Hunter is pushing for Blackwater training bases, and Fred Thompson, you know, when he, I think what had happened, Tom, was he seen that Ron Paul was going to be in at least until Super Tuesday.
Right.
And he was tired of throwing money away. I mean, he accomplished, I believe, 2 out of 3. Duncan Hunter and Tom Tancredo both dropped out. Ron Paul is in, and Thompson has decided that he's not going to put any more effort into it.
Well, that certainly seems to fit with the evidence. And were you listening earlier when I read that article from WorldNet Daily about the former Thompson staffer that has started a site called Boycott Chuck Norris?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I didn't hear that. I was loading. I'm actually at work.
Oh, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that don't know, John is a trucker, and he is able to listen from the cab of his truck. So just a quick plug for Republic Broadcasting Network, because not only can you hear us on 16 affiliate stations throughout the country, but you can also hear us via satellite radio and live internet streaming at www.republicbroadcasting.org. And John is a very well-informed gentleman and brings some very interesting perspectives to the program. So here's the nutshell, John, is that this fellow that worked on the Thompson campaign has now launched a website called BoycottChuckNorris.com. And he is seeming to blame Mike Huckabee's surge and Chuck Norris's endorsement of Mike Huckabee. He's blaming those factors for Fred Thompson dropping out of the presidential race. Now, let me see if I get this straight, okay? This young fellow thinks that Chuck Norris's star power boosted Mike Huckabee and dropped Fred Thompson. Well, what does that say about Fred Thompson's star power that everybody was talking about? I mean, do you know anybody that has not seen the movie The Hunt for Red October? Because I sure don't. Of course, I was career military, and I know, John, you were in the Air Force
what's
also.
What's interesting, Tom, is it's not just star power. I mean, that's politics, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the endorsements that you get have an effect on how well you do in the campaign. What's interesting to note, for those that are listening, Hillary was in Nashville, Tennessee yesterday. I get up at 2 in the morning, so I was in bed. I had the radio on, and I hear Hillary's speech, and she's thanking the band of all things. I want to thank the band. I woke up this morning, and I'm going through Nashville, Tennessee, and whoever has done it, man, I have to commend them. There's 4-foot by 8-foot Ron Paul for President signs along the interstate. They are beautiful. I haven't seen a Hillary Clinton for President sign anywhere in Nashville today, yesterday, or at any other time. But I woke up this morning to 4 that I know of that are 4-foot by 8-foot on the major interchanges in the city, and they are great. Every one of them took me by surprise. I think, you know, Tennessee played a part in keeping Al Gore out of the presidency. I think Tennessee is going to surprise some people possibly next Tuesday, because, like you stated earlier, yes, the Thompson people, you know, they've got to go somewhere. And if you look at Mitt Romney, you've got establishment. If you look at Ron Paul, you have anti-establishment. The people that I talk to, which are basically truckers and people that work for a living, that have a love for this country, that understand that when you get away from the Constitution, you're in terrible danger of losing your country, are anti-establishment. I hear the music. If you let me hold over and make one more comment, then I'll...
That sounds good to me, John. I know you're working, so you may have to jump out of this at any time, but we'll have you back with a little bit more after the break, because you always have very well-informed opinions on topics. So stick around, John. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the U.S. Phone Force on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Phone Force. My name is Tom Kovach, your host, And we have on hold right now John, a trucker from Tennessee. John was talking about presidential politics, and we decided to hold him over during the break because John always has some very well-informed opinions. John, we have about 5 minutes before the top of the hour break, so what was that other point that you wanted to make?
All right, I'll finish up real quick. They may not be well-informed opinions, Tom, but I guarantee you they're mine and they're strong.
Absolutely.
I mean, in my opinion, I'm an expert on my opinion, and I do have one, and I don't hesitate to give it.
Well, in my opinion, you're also an expert on your opinion.
Well, what I wanted to say, Tom, is that, you know, it's important now as we see this time coming. I've been doing it all along to not necessarily push Ron Paul, but let people know his name, let them know what he stands for, let them know what he doesn't stand for. What I do, I went to RBN's website, I print off some of the Ron Paul flyers that are available. I'm in gas stations all day long. That's what I do, is deliver fuel to truck stops and gas stations. I fold these 8.5 by 11 flyers up, and I slip them into the card reader at the gas station. If anyone's coming up there and they have to use a credit card, they've got to pull it out. It's in their hands. They do their thing, and while they're fueling, they may open it up and see that this man never took a paid junket. This man is pro-gun rights. This man is anti-abortion. And you've got it in their hands, they'll read it. If they put it in the trash, so be it. But it's important for us. And something else that I wanted to say, a strange thing happened today. Went to load my truck. And for those that don't know, these gasoline terminals are controlled with key cards. Unlike anything you've ever seen, it opens the gate, it opens doors, it turns the pumps on. I went in this morning, I programmed the computer to load the truck. I got 38 gallons of fuel on my trailer, and it shut off. It said, product unavailable. Now, what I'm telling you, take this, stick it deep inside your mind. It's coming. Even if fuel at this time is abundant, but when this government decides that they don't want you to have fuel, they will be able to control it from absolutely anywhere in the world. They'll be able to shut the trucks off. I won't be able to load fuel if they need it in Nashville unless the powers that be want diesel or gasoline to be available in the Nashville area. It will not be available. They can turn it off with the click of a mouse.
You know, John, that brings up an interesting point. There are four things. I did a study on this in the Bible years ago when I became concerned about, are my prayers effective? And I thought, well, is there a better way to pray? And so I read through the Bible, and I looked for things that we are commanded to pray. Jesus commanded that we pray four things, okay? And one of those four things that we are commanded to pray is to pray that your flight will not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. Now, think about that for a moment. If they can cut off the fuel supply, and it's winter, you have a serious problem.
Here's what people need to take into consideration, Tom. Here we go again.
Yeah. Quickly, John.
Okay, what they need to take into consideration, fuel, you don't plant seed, you don't harvest, you don't distribute any food products without fuel. You shut the fuel off, people go hungry.
Unless people learn to do all natural organic gardening.
That's right.
Great point. Thanks for the call, John. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the U.S. Phone Force on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be back after this.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing.